David Patrick, digital biographer at The Next Web in Amsterdam. I'm speaking to a gentleman whose job title is the delightful Chief Technical Officer, Amazon.com. Werner Vogels, thank you for spending time with me.
Great having you. Thank you.
Werner, I want to talk not about what you were really discussing today at the conference. I want to talk about something that interests me, which is it's called the Kindle. Can you tell me what is the Kindle? Because I haven't seen it yet. I haven't actually handled this object. But it's like a digital book, I hear.
Yes, the Kindle is a digital book where you can receive newspapers and buy books and read them on the device. It feels like a book. It reads like a book. And it can. It has a number of innovations over the traditional book. And it's possible for you to buy books without being connected to the web. It allows you to receive newspapers pushed to you every morning. You wake up and your New York Times is there. It allows you to search the books you have. It allows you to look up words in there and in a dictionary. So there's many things, and this is just a start. This is just day one, of course, of this particular world.
The idea of being able to look up something as you're reading is, that's where, if an author is not able to do that, you know, I write things and I don't always think in terms of, oh, that's a link I make on the web, Werner. I can see that there may be an opportunity for an author and a programmer to collaborate and create something that it becomes something else, and so that the visibility and the meaning within the text, it becomes web-enabled, it links.
Yes, I think it's a very rich device. In that sense, there's lots of opportunities for future development of application. There's even a section on the Kindle now that's called experimental. And there's a few experimental tools in there. But I think the most important part, one of the most important parts in the context of this conference, is that the Kindle allows everybody to become a publisher of books. There is a site called ttp.amazon.com where you can upload your own content. You can set a price for that content, and you'll get paid for that. And the moment you've uploaded that content to that site, it becomes available for purchasing by all Kindle users. So you can imagine that authors will be interested in experimenting with maybe different techniques. Maybe you will release your book chapter by chapter. Maybe there's at one moment a fork in the road. Customers can decide to go with version X versus version Y.
Okay.
I think a device like this, and especially the fact that it's completely wireless, it does not depend on any computer infrastructure, and so it's usable by all customers, makes a big difference.
I wasn't aware of the DTP part. That interests me as a writer. Obviously, you monetize this. You make revenue from this. And there has been a kind of a little, you know, why don't you just give us PDFs? I think I understand why that's not there now. But as you said, this is kind of version one. What, without too many secrets being given away, what's next for the Kindle? What's 1.1 or 2.0? What do you think might happen, or are people who are using it going to be telling you that?
Okay, let me first address the DRM issue. I think just like any other digital media, many players in this field, you know, producers, consumers, distributors, have to become comfortable with the format. It is still day one, and so where this will take us, I think nobody knows. But that it will be very exciting, that's definitely true. So the second part of your question was, what's next for the Kindle?
Okay.
I think you kind of hinted it at it. We religiously listen to our customers.
I know.
And that's the most important thing for us, and we are trying to get more Kindles in everybody's hands. Okay. And take people's feedback from what they would like to see most. And that's all I'm willing to... all I can tell you that.
I suppose I could... Where email at amazon.com?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. My email is amazon.com at this moment.
But this is the